Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the sixth parak, Mishnahs 4 and 5. Nasan yado o raglo o ala yirakos k'teish yavru hamayim l'chavis psulim. So he places his hand or his foot or vegetable leaves so that the water would flow into the jar because of that, so it is rendered unfit. Ale kanim ba'ale egos k'sherim. But reed leaves or nut leaves, it is fit. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Davar shehu mekabel toma, pasul. If something will accept toma, then it's pasul and the water is unfit. V'davar she'ena mekabel toma, kasher. But if it's not susceptible to impurity, it is fit. All right? And so if the water was conveyed by something not susceptible to impurity, it is fit. And this rule is derived because it was stated regarding a mikvah mayim yutar, that a gathering of water shall be clean. And according to the Chachamim, this means that its existence, its supply, shall be tahara, clean, but not via something which can become unclean. So although the above refers to a mikvah, we extend the rule to any cleansing water. And so therefore we're saying that any water which renders pure, whether in a mikvah or collected for sanctification, must be conveyed by a means that is also not susceptible to impurity. Mishnah 5. Hamifane es hamayin l'soch hagas. If a man diverted a spring into a vat, o l'soch hagevim, or into cisterns, pasulam l'zavim, it's rendered unfit for those with a flux, v'l'masoraim, or for those affected with saras, ulekadosh behen mechatas, and for sanctifying the chatas water, mifnei shelo nitmalu bekli, because it was not collected in a vessel. Right? And we know that it needs to be collected in a vessel. So if you dug a ditch from the spring into one of these other things and stopped the flow of the water straight, so it's no good for any of these issues because it wasn't collected in a vessel. And although the water came into the vats from the spring, etc., it has to be collected in vessels, and cisterns and vats are not vessels, which is what is required for the mitzvah and for sanctification, etc. Now, had the vat and cistern been considered vessels, then they would have been fit, and because they would have been drawn from spring water. But again, they're not vessels, and therefore the hot water cannot be sanctified in them because this requires a vessel. Tomorrow, we will be learning the seventh parak, Mishnahs 1 and 2.